As a disclaimer, the opinions expressed in this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Marissa. I really want to start a podcast, but I'm too scared.
Hi, Marissa. This is Peyton, and I'm an experienced podcast hoster.
Oh my God, really?
No, I'm here to join you on your podcast and show you that confidence makes it believable.
Oh, okay.
So tune in and hear how two inexperienced podcast hosters can host a podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to Being There,
Done That with Peyton and Marissa.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of Being There, Done That.
Woo!
This is the show where we are going to test new hobbies and activities, diving into our experiences through our own personal perspectives. Trying new things can be daunting, and that's why we want to try them for you. We've been there and done that. Welcome, guys, to our first episode. Today, we're going to be focusing on travel. Both Marissa and I have had some very interesting and unique travel experiences lately. So we want to dive into our experiences and give you some kind of behind the scenes of our traveling.
Oh, it's fun.
It is fun. So I'm going to start first, and I'm going to tell you guys about my trip to Nashville. Just the other week, I went to Nashville with some students from Pro Music, as well as some other students from the creative school, and we spent a week in Nashville where we explored the music industry in Music City. I am going to start by kind of telling you some of the crazy stories that I experienced while there. First, starting off with before I even left, it was the day of the snowstorm that I was supposed to fly out of Toronto. My flight ended up getting canceled like the day before. So that was like such a crazy experience that I've never had before. I've never had like a flight get canceled before. And anyway, so the thing about Nashville is a lot of hotels require you to be 21 or over to book a hotel. And so my two roommates were under 21 and I was the only 21-year-old. So they ended up flying out like 10 hours after like our flight got canceled. So they had to like pack and get everything ready like within like 10 hours of finding out that our flight was canceled.
Oh my God.
And the thing was, I booked my flight for a later date because I did not want to go through that kind of panic. But then they had to try to find a hotel that didn't require you to be 21 or over.
Oh man, that must have been so hard.
So I can't even imagine what they were going through. I was just like, I can't deal with this. I'm going to go a different day. But anyway, it was just so chaotic and crazy and nothing I've ever experienced before with travel.
That's so stressful. I mean, thankfully, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's like the worst.
It is the worst. And anyway, so I ended up going another day. And basically what happened with that flight was it was supposed to take off on Sunday at 8 a.m., and we got on the plane, everything's good to go. And then they're like, okay, guys, we're just having a minor delay because there's a tractor in the runway that we have to move.
Tractor.
A tractor in the runway. So we're like, okay, no biggie. Like, they'll move the tractor. They try moving it, and the tractor catches fire. Like, it's crazy. So anyway, and it's really cold that day, right? Because it's like the snowstorm. So they're like, okay, we're going to extinguish this. Like, it's fine. We're going to, like, hose down the tractor, all is well.
Yeah.
They hose it down, it freezes. So now there's a frozen tractor in the runway that they can't move. So it was just so crazy and so unexpected. We ended up taking off, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 hours late. But it was fine. We got there safe, so all is well. But it was just, like, such a crazy experience. Like, I've never experienced something like that before. So hopefully if you're planning to travel, this doesn't, like, discourage you. Like, hopefully you're, like, knowing that this is like a unique situation that doesn't happen to a lot of people, but I think it's funny now. Since like everyone landed safely, it's like kind of a funny story now. But yeah, the next thing I was gonna talk about is this is also to do with my flight, but on airplanes, I like to read. Like, I feel like that's like one time that I'm like actually like sitting down focused, like reading. And so that was my intention, was to read on the plane. But I was, like, sitting in the back, and you know, like, on certain planes, they have, like, those movie screens where, like, people can, like, watch their...
Oh, yeah.
There was two people sitting in front of me, both watching Wedding Crashers.
Oh my god.
It was so distracting. And like, I couldn't even hear it. I just like, every time I tried to read, I'd be like, I'd get a glimpse of it in my eye and I'd be like, oh, what's happening now? And I'd just keep looking up and I had like two screens watching it. So I was just like so distracted. And I, like, couldn't focus on my book, so I was just, like, watching Wedding Crashers without any audio for, like, the entire plane ride.
Why wouldn't you just watch it on your own screen?
Because I didn't have headphones.
Don't they give out, like, complimentary ones now?
They did, but I didn't ask for them, and I felt too bad afterwards. Because, like, I was like, I'm going to read. I don't need them.
Guys.
And then I wasn't going to summon, like, the flight attendant to, like, give me headphones. But anyway, then on the flight home, I was like, this is my chance to, like, finally read my book that I brought. We're on the plane back, and guess what the person in front of me decides to watch? Wedding Crashers.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I guess it's just a popular...
You were destined to watch it.
I was destined to watch it, but I was able to kind of concentrate that flight, because I'd already seen the movie through two different screens already, so... Imagine I'm just, like, peering over their shoulder and being like, guess what? He's gonna do this. She's gonna do this. Imagine I was just, like, that really annoying person on the flight. Yeah, so I'll actually kind of focus now on the actual trip. So yeah, we went with like a group of students. There was like, I think just over 20 of us, and it was really cool. We did a lot of touristy things. Like we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Ryman, which used to be like the Grand Ole Opry before the Grand Ole Opry was a thing. And RCA Studio, which was where like Elvis and like Dolly Parton like kind of started up. So
really? That's so cool.
So it was like super cool. A lot of country music, which like, to be honest, I'm not a huge country music fan, but it was, like, still really cool to see. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, a lot of the, like, lore I, like, didn't know because I'm just, like, not a huge country music fan, but I can fake it for a week, you know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, I got my yee and my haw on and got into it. We did also, like, a lot of panel discussions, too, so, like, meeting with different industry professionals and producers, songwriters, things like that, which was like, I think that was like one of the best parts. And then we also did a lot of open mics, and I was like, oh, this is cool, like we're gonna hear some performers. But then like, this is like Music City, and I was also there with like a music program, so like I was just blown away by the amount of talent. It was really cool. Yeah, and then like the last thing that was like really cool for me to experience was we did these things called like songwriting sessions where we went in studio and we got assigned like a group of other students and we had to like write a song in a day and create a demo for it.
Whoa.
Which like I've never done that before. Like I've done a bit of songwriting but like not on that level, and it was just really cool to see like there was four of us, like the four of us kind of collaborate and like create a song together. It was like really cool. Yeah, so that was kind of my experience. The one thing that I was, like, not prepared for was the weather. Because, like, yes, I know that it gets cold in Tennessee, but, like, it was, like, 18 degrees before I arrived. And it was 18 degrees the day after I left. And the week I was there ranged from about positive 2 to negative 20. And so everyone in Nashville was joking that, like, the Canadians brought the Canadian weather with them.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, so not prepared. Like, I didn't even bring a winter jacket because, like, I brought a jacket, but, like, not a warm enough one because I was not expecting that weather because, like, that's just not typical for them. We also, there was, like, one day that it was called, like, a snowstorm, but it was, like, a sheet of snow on the ground. And everyone in Nashville was panicking because, like, no one knows how to drive in snow. So, like, the one day we had to walk somewhere, and everyone in Nashville was like, oh, you should drive, like, it's a snowstorm out there, but it was, like, a sheet of snow on the ground.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
I think probably, like, networking with people, because, like, that goes beyond just networking with industry, right? Because we were meeting a lot of cool people in Nashville, but it's also networking with the people who I went with, like, the professors and the students, because I feel like I'm an RTA student, and I feel like a lot of my network is RTA students, which is really cool, but it's also really cool to explore beyond that and meet people outside of my program, because I feel like I'm just not really doing that when I'm in my own little bubble here. Yeah. So that kind of got me out of that bubble and helped me kind of network with people who now I'm going to hopefully be able to collaborate in the future with, because like now we're back in Canada, like we can continue to like build this relationship here, right?
Yeah,
which is so like cool. Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like one piece of advice I would give is like do your research before you go places, like in terms of the weather, like knowing how the weather's going to be, in terms of like if it's business, like know who you're going to meet, cuz like that's the one thing I felt a little behind in was I went to like, you know, where all the country music is and didn't know anything about country music, and I think it would have really benefited me to know who these people were in advance of like meeting them and networking with them. Also just like, you know, if you're going on a solo trip, it's important to like know your way around the city. Of course, I was there with like a fully planned like itinerary and a group of people, but I think it's really important when you're going to somewhere unfamiliar to kind of know your way around a little bit. And even like if you're planning on going like for leisure and you're like don't want to plan your trip, it's important to kind of like know what's around, because like then you can get in this like cycle of just like not doing anything, and then I feel like it's just like so important to like know what you're going into and what to expect.
I like to like plan a couple things and just have like some set things that I know ahead of time, and then kind of like plan my day around that.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
so you kind of like don't have yourself just like sitting in a hotel room being like, oh, what should I do, and you're like looking up all these like typical basic things that everyone else is going to, and it's going to be so busy.
Exactly.
Especially, yeah.
And like if you know there's something that you want to do, like then you can kind of plan out like what days are going to be like less busy, or like those kind of things. Or is it cheaper to like buy a ticket in advance rather than just showing up on the day? Like knowing those things in advance, I feel like, is like really important. So that would be my advice.
Do your research.
Yeah.
The one point from this, do your research.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it for my trip. Did you want to kind of go into your experience?
Yeah, of course. So I went to London the summer before first year of RTA. I went for a cousin's wedding. It was my first big trip kind of without my family, going like to a different continent.
Yeah.
So it was very intimidating. I flew technically with my cousin, my aunt, but like we didn't book seats together or anything like that. But on the way back, I was totally by myself. So
yeah,
that was a big kind of like step up, and I was like, oh, I feel like a grown up now.
Yeah.
It seems silly, but like at 19, you still feel like a child.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was super intimidating, but I think I would like to think of myself as someone who's like easy to adapt to like local, the local like community.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found it easy. We got in and everything was fine. It was coming back, so it was, I stayed like an extra day downtown London.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked up my own hotel room. This was the first time I had my own hotel. I felt like such a big girl. I was like, I made it.
Yes.
So I went and I did some touristy things. I went to Big Ben. I like walked across the bridge, and then I saw that like sky wheel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this is cool. You like stare at it for 5 seconds and you're like, oh, okay. And then you just continue on. So I went in August, so it was pretty busy and touristy, so
yeah.
It was good. I never felt unsafe, which
mm-hmm.
is good. Also, make sure that, especially if you're, like, a solo female traveler, just, like, look out for where you're going to, because
mm-hmm.
some places are definitely safer than others. But, yeah, it was great. I felt such a high. I was, like, I was, like, oh, my God, I'm, like, gaining all this confidence in myself.
Yeah.
Because like, you have to rely on yourself, and it's when you're living like 18 years and you're told what to do, and then you're like, oh my god, you have this freedom. It's so crazy. So then, yeah, and then I found like this like Italian restaurant in
Ooh.
London, and I went on a little solo date, and it was great.
Mm.
And I thought it was going to be so awkward, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think that's like the thing that a lot of people are scared about, like solo dates or just eating alone at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be so intimidating, but it's, like, it's fine.
It's actually, like, such a good way of, like, almost, like, self-care is, like, spending time just, like, with yourself.
I agree. It's just, like, yeah, it's, like, a little bit like a meditation.
Yeah.
And, like, you think that, like, everyone's staring at you. You're like, oh, my God, they're looking at me. They know I'm a loser. No, they're just the server is probably, like, thankful that it's just one person.
Yeah, like, yeah.
As somebody who's the server, I've been like, oh, thank God, someone less difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
But it was great. I'd, like, walked around the city. I was able to, like, figure out public transportation, like, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, memorized the lines, and I was like, okay, I know what bus to take.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. Going home, I was trying to, like, remember taking the train back to, because I flew out of Gatwick, which is not, like, the main airport.
It's okay.
Kind of, like, a little away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
I was too scared to take Heathrow, because it's, like, the busiest airport in the world, and I was like, I will not be doing that.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, take this train, and I had to get, like, an Oyster card, which is, like, their, like, Presto card or TTC card.
Oyster card?
It's called Oyster.
I love that. Blue.
I should have taken a picture of it, or I actually still have it, but
oh my
I should
gosh.
Have brought it.
Why is ours called Presto? Like,
because we're boring.
Yeah. I want an Oyster.
Oyster. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so complicated to get the card for some reason, but some, like, British guy helped me, and I was like, thank you. Also, your accent's so cool.
You should have. Did you ever, like, fake an accent while you were there to try to blend in?
Oh, I probably have.
Yeah. Like, while you were there, though, like, did you ever talk to the locals with, like, a fake accent?
I think
And see if it worked.
Oh, my God, I did. I did. Because I was walking, and some woman was like, oh, my God, we're interviewing Londoners about this thing. And I'm like, you thought I was a London girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
That's like, such a compliment.
I'm like that Canadian who, or, like, I'm like Canadian-American who, like, pretend to have an accent or whatever. But I'm
yeah.
like, I find myself doing it unintentionally.
Yeah.
I guess to, like, fit in. I don't want to, like, stand out too much, so I kind of, like, do my little accent. I was like, no, thanks, sorry. Or it's, like, whatever accent I did at the time. But,
yeah.
I was, like, flattered. I was just, like, that boosted my ego too much.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And then when I was at, I managed to figure out the train system, and I was just, like, looking at the window, like, my life's a movie.
Yeah.
And then I get to the airport, and I'm like, oh, my God, they have a Shake Shack. I've never had a Shake Shack before. And so I'm waiting in line. I'm like, oh, my God, what do I order? And then some guy behind me is like, oh, are you ordering, like, do you want to eat together? Australian accent. I said, oof. Oh, my gosh. I made a new friend. So he was like, oh, like, do you want to eat together and stuff? I was like, yeah, sure. So, like, we both order, and, like, we both, like, give a little kind of general clips of our lives and
mm-hmm.
where we're going and stuff. And that was so cool.
That
I
is so cool.
I met a new friend. Well, technically he met me because I
yeah.
was focused on Shake Shack.
Yeah.
But it was cool to, like, meet someone in an airport, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we follow each other on, like, Instagram, and I still follow him. I see his life, and it's really cool.
Oh, so is he from Australia then?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Australian travelers are, like, so extroverted. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wish. I smile. I'm too introverted, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Practice the Australian accent, and then, like, you'll grow confidence.
Oh,
I feel like that's probably how it works.
You're onto something.
Yeah.
You're onto something. Next episode. All right, Mike.
This is how we're going to get out of our comfort zone and
exactly.
try new things.
Guys, you just got to do it. You got to, because if he never reached out to me, or if he never talked to me in line, then I would have never made a friend from Australia. So.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just got to do it. You go 1, 2, 3, and then you go do the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So should we talk about our packing essentials?
Yes. So we have prepared a little list, and we don't know what is on each other's lists, but we have, like, a packing essentials list. So I don't know if you want to go, like, one by one and just, like, say items from our list.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I will say my first. Okay, I have two that kind of go hand in hand, but Advil and a refillable water bottle, feel like go hand in hand because
yeah.
whenever I travel, I get the worst headaches. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, like, a combination of stress and, like, exhaustion, but that's one thing that I've learned, like, I really need.
Yeah, definitely have the medications that you need.
Yeah.
I like to bring, like, gravel or something for the stomach because I
yes.
always get my anxiety just peaks at top level, and I just always get such bad upsets.
Yeah.
Just from nerves.
And that helps you sleep too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, for the plane ride, that's perfect.
Just know yourself. If you get headaches, bring some, or I would guess, like, always bring medications, like,
yeah.
just in case, because you never know.
Exactly.
Even, like, Benadryl.
Yeah.
Or, like, antihistamines, because you might be allergic to something. You don't know.
Yep, you don't know.
For mine, I have a pair of, like, comfortable walking shoes. Ugh. Like, running shoes, I feel like. Like a nice pair of running shoes.
Yes, that's
like fashionable, but comfortable.
Yeah.
Because when you're getting, I was getting 20,000 steps a day in London.
Like, holy.
That's no joke. Like, protect your feet, guys.
Okay, my next one is a bathing suit. Now, hear me out. Whether it's like some tropical destination or you're going somewhere like the Arctic, like, I'm always bringing a bathing suit just in case.
You never know when you need to swim.
You never know. And like, even if it's like a business meeting, like if I have a night in a hotel, I am bringing my bathing suit and I am just hoping that there is a hotel pool.
For mine, I just have like the essentials, like your toothbrush, your toothpaste, just like small versions. Also, they have like these travel toothbrushes, which are really cool, which are like, they're like half the size, and it's like, you like, you fold it into, like, you put it into like this like thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain, but it's not like a full length one. It's like half the space, because you want to save as much space as possible.
Yeah.
That is super important. You don't want to have all these like giant things in your carry-on.
Yeah.
And stuff. It's just a pain.
That's actually such a good idea. I've never done that before, but next, I'll have to book another flight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, I have snacks for the plane. I think a snack is always good, because I find myself getting, like, really hungry, and I can't afford to pay for food at the airport.
Yeah, airport food is expensive, so if you can bring stuff from home, definitely do that. Like, just empty your water bottle before you get in, and then you can, like, refill it after you pass, like, security. But yeah, bring your own snacks, especially for the plane, because sometimes planes don't give snacks, depending on where you're going. And also sometimes it just takes forever to get snacks.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
And especially when you're trying to like process a new place or like navigate an airport, like the last thing you want is to be like hungry and cranky and like getting headaches and things like that. Like that's just going to add to all the stress. Essential. So question number one, is there one thing that you bring when you travel that you never need and you don't know why you keep bringing it?
Oh, I pack like 17 pairs of underwear for like, whatever reason. I don't know why.
In case of accidents,
in
you know?
Case, you never know what's going to happen. I'm like, am I going to get my period? Is something going to happen? It never happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so, even socks, like I bring so many.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like I'm going to be running a marathon. Yeah. I have to like replace my socks every 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't need to be doing that.
So fair.
How about you?
So fair. I said workout clothes because if I'm not going to work out like at home, why do I think I'm going to work out on my vacation? Like, I'm crazy for that.
Yeah. Like, it's your vacation. Just relax.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then, okay, my last question is how far in advance do you pack?
Ooh, I pack like, I think like 2 days before.
Okay.
The day before. No, I don't go
That's
crazy
reasonable.
And like pre-pack it and then like just have it sitting there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's just like the day before.
Yeah.
Like, I do it in a reasonable time because I already kind of know what I'm doing because I look at the climate and stuff. So.
Yeah.
How about you?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
As soon as I book my flight, I don't pack, but I make a packing list.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Like a full list. And then the night before I leave, I pack. So, like hours before leaving,
no.
I'm like putting everything, but I have like a list, but then it's chaotic because then I'm like, I'm going down my list and I'm like, where's my toothbrush? Where's my this? Like, you know, I'm like running around the house trying
you
to put everything.
So strong.
I did. Like, I'm so prepared, but so chaotic. That's the energy that I bring to travel.
I like to make a list and then I literally just like cross it off.
Yes.
I'm like, but. Like, if I get, like, adapters or something like that, although I just, like, throw it in my suitcase when I buy it so I don't, like, lose it or misplace it. So I kind of, like, I guess, like, prepare a while ahead. But like, I don't, like, actually pack until, like, the day before.
Yeah.
But I give myself a good, like, 4 hours to find everything because I know I'll just be panicking.
Yeah. that's what I do. Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you learned some new things. Traveling could be intimidating, but honestly, it's so fun and so worth it if you can do it. You just gotta trust yourself. Okay, bye!
Bye!